Greetings, friends. God says that he hates the deeds of the Nicolaitans. God says that he hates the deeds of the Nicolaitans. Do you know what the deeds of the Nicolaitans are? Well, that's what we're going to discuss in today's program. Let's turn over, please, to Revelation chapter 2, and we'll read in verse 6. This is Revelation chapter 2 and verse 6. This is where God says to the church at Ephesus, and by extension to all of us, "This you've gotten right. You hate the deeds of the Nicolaitans, which I also hate." So this is something that the Lord was pleased with. You know that we're going over the three P's of our profession. The first P being that we preach the gospel. The second P, that we prepare disciples so that they can go out and preach the gospel. And then third, we provide for people, providing for people's needs, whether it's physical or spiritual. So if you profess to be a Christian, the three P's of your profession should be preaching, preparing, and providing. Preaching the gospel, preparing disciples, and providing for people in need. And the Lord evaluates us on how we're doing. And our evaluation can be found in Revelation chapter 2 and 3, where the Lord talks to the seven churches. And the first church that he's talking about is the church at Ephesus. And now we've come to the point of discussing some of the things that the Lord is pleased with. And one of the things that he's pleased with is that the church at Ephesus hates the deeds of the Nicolaitans just like the Lord hates the deeds of the Nicolaitans. So what are the deeds of the Nicolaitans? Well, an explanation of the word Nicolaitans will give us a clear understanding of the picture God is trying to get across. Nicolaitan means conqueror of the people. That's what Nicolaitan means, conqueror of the people. It's taken from the Greek word Niko, N-I-K-O, meaning to conquer or overthrow, and then also Laos, L-A-O-S, meaning the people or laity. So Nicolaitans means to conquer the people. Now, how was this accomplished? Well, the Nicolaitans were church leaders that abused their authority. So the deeds of the Nicolaitans, or in other words, church leaders that abused their authority, these deeds were meant to conquer or overthrow the people, to set up the leadership so that they could tell the people what to do as opposed to God. And that's really where the problem lies. It's not a problem to have church leaders. That's perfectly fine. God set the example there. But it's a problem when the church leaders abuse their authority because they stand in the place of God. They tell you things that you should be following as though it were from God, when indeed it's contrary to what God says. It's just their own thoughts. So they become the ultimate authority rather than Jesus Christ and God our Father and the Bible being the ultimate authority. So let me give you two examples of the deeds of the Nicolaitans so that you can recognize them and you can take the appropriate action. The first example would be the Catholic Church. The Catholic Church claims that its authority supersedes God's authority in matters of doctrine. Cardinal Gibbons, in Faith of Our Fathers, page 111, wrote, "You may read the Bible from Genesis to Revelation, and you will not find a single line authorizing the sanctification of Sunday." And he's talking about the sanctification of Sunday in terms of that being the Lord's Day. Going back to what he wrote, "The scriptures enforce the religious observance of Saturday," and he's talking about the seventh day of the week, which is better known in the scriptures as the Sabbath. And he was writing, "The scriptures enforce the religious observance of Saturday, a day which we, the Catholic Church, never sanctify." Then, in the Catholic Mirror, published in September 28, 1963, Cardinal Gibbons writes, "The Catholic Church, by virtue of her divine mission, changed the day from Saturday to Sunday." Now listen to A Doctrinal Catechism by Stephen Keenan, and this is found on page 174. He writes, question, have you any other way of proving that the Roman Catholic Church has power to institute festivals of precept? Answer, had she not such power, she could not have done that in which all modern religionists agree with her. That means all of the Protestant churches agree with the Catholic Church in this. She could not have substituted the observance of Sunday, the first day of the week, for the observance of Saturday, the seventh day of the week, a change for which there is no scriptural authority. Now listen to this. They are putting this in writing. They are acknowledging that there is no scriptural authority for changing the Sabbath day from the seventh day to the first day, or from Saturday to Sunday. There's no scriptural authority for that. They have pushed God out of the way. They have pushed the Bible out of the way. And they have set up a law. And you know what? All of the Protestant churches in the world follow the Catholic Church. They are simply daughters of this Babylonian mystery religion, the mother of harlots, and the Protestant churches, when it comes to following these doctrines which are contrary to God, are simply following their mother. They are the daughters of the mother harlot that has changed God's word. And this is not all. Let's continue. It says here on page 50 of the same catechism, we find, question, which is the Sabbath day? Answer, Saturday is the Sabbath day. Question, why do we observe Sunday instead of Saturday? Answer, we observe Sunday instead of Saturday because the Catholic Church in the Council of Laodicea in AD 364 transferred the solemnity from Saturday to Sunday. Now, in the Converts Catechism of Catholic Doctrine in the third edition is where you can find that. That's in the Converts Catechism of Catholic Doctrine, the third edition. I want you to look that up so you know that it's not coming from me. That's in their own writings. Also in writing is this. The Bible says, remember to keep holy the Sabbath day. The Catholic Church says, no! By my divine power, I abolish the Sabbath day and command you to keep the first day of the week. And lo, the entire civilized world bows in reverent obedience to the command of the Holy Catholic Church. That was written by Father Enright of the Redemptoral College in Kansas City, Missouri, and this was taken from The History of the Sabbath, page 802. Now, if you miss any of this, you can log on to our website and you can read this article. Also, we have a more detailed article that's entitled Who or What is the Beast? Both Who or What is the Beast, that article, and this article that we're going through now, The Three P's of Our Profession, both of them are totally free of charge. Just listen to our contact information at the end of the program so you can log on to our website and read that for free. Now, a second example of the deeds of the Nicolaitans, which God hates, and God hates this approach of the Catholic Church, which all of the Protestant churches have also adopted, these deeds of the Nicolaitans, where they abuse their authority, where they conquer the people, as opposed to God conquering the people, and people following God's word, people follow the words of the Catholic Church and the traditions that they have instituted, and the whole Protestant world follows them, not the scripture, on these points. Well, a second example of the deeds of the Nicolaitans. I used to attend services with a group that split off from the Worldwide Church of God after the Worldwide Church of God went into apostasy in the late 1980s. And the Worldwide Church of God now follows these same doctrines about Sunday, for instance, as the Lord's Day. They've gone back into keeping Christmas, observing Easter, and such pagan holidays as that, as opposed to God's holy days. So they went into apostasy in the late 1980s as a group, as a whole, doctrinally. And many people followed them. Well, there was a group that split off from the Worldwide Church of God And I started attending services with that group that split off because, of course, I would not put up with the deeds of the Nicolaitans. But then, unfortunately, what happened was the administration of this organization that I became affiliated with, and this is this administration from the presiding elder in San Diego, California, all the way down to the local minister in Atlanta, Georgia, they practiced the deeds of the Nicolaitans. Because the local minister in Atlanta, Georgia, actually forbid me and others, under threat of being disfellowshipped, they forbid us from visiting our brothers and sisters in Christ in other splinter groups. There were other groups that split off from the Worldwide Church of God, true faithful Christians, our brothers and sisters in Christ, and yet because there was this competition on which splinter group was actually the heir apparent to the Worldwide Church of God, to the truth that God had revealed there. So there were these competing groups, and the leaders want to keep all the members for themselves and not let any slip through their fingers, and this crazy carnal-minded power struggle that went on in this group. I was so disappointed. But he actually threatened to disfellowship me and others because we were visiting our brothers and sisters in Christ in these other splinter groups. But they wanted to control our lives. That's an abuse of power. That's a deed of the Nicolaitans. And when I told him that he was causing division amongst the brethren and that he was the one that needed to be disfellowshipped, then he questioned my allegiance to this organization. And I promptly, but politely, told him that my allegiance had always been and would always be with God, not with an organization. And so, needless to say, I'm no longer a part of that organization because they refuse to change. They are still very, very authoritative. They are very, very abusive in their power structure. They still try to control so many facets of people's lives and the freedom that every Christian should have in Christ. It is just not there, and many of the members, unfortunately, are being stifled because they are not in contact with God through the power of the Holy Spirit. They're being blocked by a minister who's trying to control their lives. So my advice to you is that whenever you encounter a pastor who practices the deeds of the Nicolaitans, who abuses his authority, then you should look him straight in the eyes and say, "Pastor Nicolaitan, God hates your deeds." Well, I suspect that some of the people that heard this program are going to hate some of the things that I said, but listen, this is straight from history and is straight out of the Bible, and I hope that you will choose to follow God, to let God be the one who has conquered you, not these Nicolaitans, but let God be the one who has conquered you, because truly God is the conqueror of the people. He is the only one who is worthy of our worship. Well, thank you for joining me on this program. I hope you'll come back for the next program, and may God be in you.
If you would like to contact us or order free literature, please visit our website at www.christianambassadors.org. That's www.christianambassadors.org, or call us on 404-412-0032. That's 404-412-0032. Thanks for listening. May God be in you.